And continuing with Popper, whether they happen to rule by law or without law, over willing or unwilling subjects, and whether they purge the state for its good by killing or by deporting or banishing some of its citizens, so long as they proceed according to science and justice and preserve the state and make it better than it was, this form of government must be declared the only one that is right. And I comment here. The Plato's tribesmen have created a structure. Let's discuss it. And stuck us in it. But they are outside it. That we have to talk about. We might call where they live the parallel universe of Plato, with the Republic used as its constitution, a book of political propaganda and strategy which the power guys religiously adhere to. And we should, take that seriously when we think about what happened with the march of fascism across Europe, the dislocations we're seeing in Syria. They took this guy's advice to heart, to the letter, including giving their children a different education. And this is alluded to also by Martin Bernal, but I'm not certain he was thinking about the education that their children are subjected to, beginning so early, as Alice Miller points out. So this parallel universe, Plato's Republic, that they are trying to take out of their heads and make happen around them, constitutes a separate structure of law and system of education for the rulers and rulers in training. Once we have our discussions and think through what Popper's brought us, we see that it proves the existence of extensive infiltration, and because it's needed to represent for the hidden global state. We need to simply accept that as a given. We don't know who anyone is. And that this is not a new strategy. It wasn't new with the infiltration of the Black Panthers. It wasn't even new when Louis Napoleon, or perhaps it was, used it as he made himself king. But this has been going on for a while. So when I say that we don't know who anyone is, this is true, unfortunately. And yet we cannot let that impede our getting together and creating our little societies of opposition to class that link together globally. I mean, this is what we do. And I think once we start, we'll realize that there is a limit, a limit to the degree to which the strategy of infiltration works in those circumstances. We have to plow forward despite. So what I mean by literally don't know who anyone is, I mean is that they have looked for areas that are of concern. I guess they would look at it as Bentham did, medically speaking, as areas that have been infected with the disease of wanting to be free. And they flood their folk. And that disease of wanting to be in those areas, and that disease of wanting to be free didn't start yesterday. Do you feel me? So you may have known somebody for 20 years and they are not who they say they are. That is what we are up against. unfortunately. And we must not let that sound feel daunting. So, infiltration, a given. We proceed apace nonetheless. And so this parallel universe is the global state, which feeds parasitically on what they steal from us. And though parasites, they absolutely control the box that they have put us in, this official system of rules and regs. And please check out the word beat that I posted to the audio pages that hold the audio for these shows, because it speaks to this issue, but we'll return to it as well next week. They absolutely control this, the official theater of the state, or the theater of the state, what is called official, and they get us to defend it by means of the coerced work system. Continuing with Popper. This is the way in which the artist politician must proceed. This is what canvas cleaning means. He must eradicate the existing institutions and traditions. He must purify, purge, expel, banish, and kill. And my comment, note who at the level of massive dislocation and extermination, nation-state delegitimization is experiencing extreme disorientation and violence. Syria, obviously, huge. Libyans, Iraqis, Turks, Egyptians, Somalians, Yemenis, inhabitants of ancient places along the Mediterranean and Red Sea routes out of Africa and into the Persian Gulf, the very area whose cast of characters and the history of which the power guys want to revisit. And I'm talking, obviously, thousands and thousands of years ago history. Want to revisit for their future generations of obedient, to prove that ancient Greece was the quote-unquote birthplace of civilization. Karl Popper talks about this strategy. Miklos Niesley talks about this strategy. Martin Bernal talks about this strategy of literally rewriting history for future generations. And they have proven with Nicola's work that they can do it. They can wipe out memory of it. So we got to move on this quick, folk. Serious biz, because they have the means to do massive elimination of folk. And we don't want them deciding they have to figure out how to eradicate the memory of how we can use the internet and convene a one-day global general strike and overnight have our freedom. We want to get on this before they start thinking up some way to wipe that thought, one day global general strike, out of our minds. Let's make it happen before they start figuring out what they're going to do about it. Continuing, liquidate, says Karl Popper, is the terrible modern term for it. Plato's statement is indeed a true description of the uncompromising attitude of all forms of out-and-out radicalism, of the aestheticist's refusal to compromise. The view that society should be beautiful, like a work of art, leads only too easily to violent measures. What do we see around us today? Globally. Massive effort to get us thinking about how we need the state to protect us from all the violence that the state does to us. And we're going to be talking more about that with Nikola Tesla next week. Thank you so much for your patience. Please keep discussing this with each other, folk. This takes time to sink in. I've had a few years, a lot of years, of having to be bombarded with drones in the sky, drones on the ground, people turned into robots, literally, seriously, machines to push buttons to locate folk. That is what the coerced work system means. That when we are turned into a functionary, we are turned into a machine. And from their perspective, a troublesome and inconvenient one that has to be fed. They want a world without us in it, minimal among numbers of us in it. They don't vibe much with we spontaneous, unpredictable, free human beings. But that's how the earth wrought us, right? That's how we were made. That's how we gotta stay. Until next week, I love you. Peace. So